一个国家能够发展得好，就必须要重视人才的培育。
In order for a country to prosper, it is important that the country fully utilizes
以前我
human
们
resources.
看到这整个世界经济在动乱的时候，
Especially if you see right now we are going through this economic turmoil.
那些有很好这个教育制度的国家呢，受影响最少。
And the country that has the best educational system, they're probably being least affected by all this economic chaos.
所以可见呢，这个人才的培养非常重要。
So as you can see, it's very important to educate the human resources.
那么教会呢，也是一样。
And it's the same goes with managing
今
a
天
church.
教会发展呢，就要重视人才的培养。
In order to prosper a church, it is very important that we place emphasis on cultivating, educating our human resources here.
那我们也深深感受到一代一代过去很快。
And as we live, we all realize that time passed by very fast, one generation after
今天23岁的年轻人经过几十年以后，又变成老人了。
A youth that's 23 or so, after a few years later, you see that this person become elderly.
所以呢，教会也要重视这个问题。
So it's very important that we take note of this issues of cultivating manpower.
尤其我们看到现在教会呢，那些20岁以下的这个年龄层呢，比例很低。
And the ratios of the youth with the adults is much lower.
25岁到40岁的这个信徒数比例很高。
There are more the age that's range from 20 to 40 than those that are 20 below.
大概过10年、20年以后啊，假如说我们没有重视人才的培养
，So if we don't emphasize on cultivating these young people,
或是青少年的这个宣道。
Or helping these young people, or spreading the gospel to these youth.
可能以后教会都成为老人的教会了。
And then, lest we know that this church is going to be a very elderly church.
所以教会对于这个人才的这个培养呢，应该要非常重视。
So therefore, it's very important that we have a vision and that we cultivate our manpower.
那么怎么样来做好这个领导者传承的准备呢
？So how are we going to then pass on this baton to the younger generation?
第一个就是我们一定要有栽培计划。
First, we must have the cultivation plan.
当然我们要用一个人不是说要用的时候就用。
And doesn't mean that when we want to use a person, we just go ahead and get this person to work.
平常就应该做好这个准备。
Prior to getting a person to start working, we must cultivate this person and have a plan.
我们看这个摩西在培养这个耶稣亚，也花了相当长的时间。
Just like how Moses he cultivated his Joshua, he spent quite a lengthy period of time.
我们看主耶稣来拣选这12个门徒。
And the same with Jesus when he was choosing his disciples.
彻夜祷告之后写出来。
He spent night praying. Only then he make a decision.
经过3年的这个造就。
And it was after 3 years of cultivating his disciples.
所以主耶稣也是一个非常有计划的一个人。
And so we see that our Lord Jesus is a man of vision, and he has plan.
那在教会呢
？And how about us when we are?
当然，我们也说我们是在栽培人才了。
So of course we all says that we are cultivating our youth.
比如说20岁以前的青年，大概都会被选为宗教教育的老师。
And we all say that we do something. For example, in our church, those who are 20 and younger, we often get them to be our teacher or our children.
20岁以后呢，的年轻人大概被安排翻译啦、领事啦、司勤啦。
And after 20, we usually get this youth then to do church work like anything that take up service like interpreting or play the piano.
其实我们可以再更积极一点。
Actually, we can be more active than this.
比如说教会要办，比如灵恩布道会。
For example, this church we're going to plan to have evangelical services.
这里头应该有很多的工作要去策划。
There are a lot of plans that's involved in planning.
这个就可以交托 给这些年轻人去做。
And I see that all this work can then be passed on to this group of youth.
比如社区的布道要怎么去做？
This youth can come together to plan on how to spread gospel regionally.
校园的布道要怎么去做
？How to spread the gospel in, on campus？
啊、哦，所以大概年纪大一点的可以去做策划，那年纪轻的去执行。
So the people who are older can do most of the planning, and the younger one can then be the one who actually carry out the work.
所以我们在这里提到说，负责人可以把一些各项目的圣工交给。三十岁以前的这些年轻人去策划看看。
So that's why I think that the board members should come up with a plan and then pass it on to those who are 30 and younger to carry out the plan.
比如说，办一个敬老会要怎么办的啊，很有意义。
For example, how do they carry out a elderly service that is meaningful and significant?
那么由他们去策划，经过护振会审核通过，那么就请这些二十五岁以前的年轻人呢，去执行。
And these young people can come together and plan and carry out the work, and the board members can just give them their endorsement.
我们现在看二十岁到三十岁十年时间呢，让我们去栽培他们这些青年人。
So it's important that we cultivate those youth who are between 20 to 30 of age.
我们知道在这个社会相当的竞争。
We all know that we're living in a very competitive society.
所以大概三十岁的年轻人呢、啊，常常就能够独当一面。
And youth at this society currently, when they are 30, they're already very independent.
所以我们教会若好好把握这年轻人二十岁到三十岁这段的美好的黄金时期。
So if we understand the ability and the potential this youth has, we should be able to maximize their resources. In their youth.
我们就能够造就出很多好的圣工人员。
And this way, we'll be surprised that we will have a lot of very, very good workers for the church.
那我们就可以从这些人当中啊，根据圣经的条件显出这些教会的执事出来。
So from among all this group of young people, then according to the criteria set by the church, we can even choose deacons.
假如一个人三十岁被立为执事了。
And if a youth who's in his or her 30s who are elected as a deacon,
根据教会的那些规定啊，大概四十五岁可以立为长老。
And we use, and according to the church regulations, it's set that the criteria, the age for to be ordained as deacon is about 45 years old.
三十岁到四十五岁，十五年的时间呢、啊，是相当的漫长。
So you can see the difference from age 30 to 45, 15 years is a long time.
那么这些只是十五年的侍奉的经历。
And for the 15 years of serving.
十五年的在职的训练。
And when a person who is ordained as deacon as a deacon and working for 15 years.
那要在四十五岁啊，显出合乎圣经条件的长老，应该不会很困难。
And if we wanted, then if these people already have been working for all these years and to choose them when they're 45, it's not difficult.
有时候我在想，这些在职训练呢、啊，一年，比如说训练两个课程来讲，神学的课程。
Sometimes I think that if we were to train the youth,
大概十五年就三十个课程了。
And if within the 15 years we train them, we can come up with many, many lessons.
那么要他带领教会啊，就不会困难。
They will have gone through many trainings, and it wouldn't be difficult for this youth to lead the church.
所以就必须要教会要有这样的计划。
So it is very important that the church should have a vision and have a plan to cultivate these young people.
那我们说要容许啊，在这个造就青年当中，容许年轻人啊。能够在错误中成长。
And the next thing that we must understand that we must allow this youth to grow by mistakes.
曾经我问一个教会的这些负责人。
Once I've asked the board members of a church.
你们两年以后啊，要再改选负责人了。
Asked them that so every 2 years you have to re-elect board members.
你们先想想看，有哪些青年呢、啊，可以？被选为负责。
And now, before 2 years is up, you must start thinking who are the youth that you think that are most eligible to be elected as board
members. 他们就把那些年轻的名字啊就提出来了。
So then the board member will bring up the name of the youth.
一个一个的这样经过啊思考。
So they ponder and think over the names.
每个人呢、啊、 可以说是有不少的缺点。
And if they were to start listing all these names, they will find that there are lots of potentials all these youth have.
就想到最后说，哎呀，这些年轻人怎么能够来接棒呢？
And then after thinking that these people do have a lot of potential, then how do they take on the work?
当然了，假如说这些缺点没有除掉的话，接棒我们都很担心。
Not only they have also virtues, of course they also have their shortcomings. They also have to think how to get rid of these shortcomings. If not, it will be very troublesome.
但是呢，我们能够趁这两年当中好好去造就他们。
But within 2 years of being a board member, it's important that you can think of how to cultivate
young
people.
两年以后就有人才可以接棒。
Then after 2 years is over, then you realize that you already have youth that's waiting for you to take over.
让他们知道说，多做就会少错。
They will know that the more they do, the more mistakes they will realize and learn from them.
少做的话就多错。
If the less they do, then they won't realize they have any mistakes.
那另外要让年轻人明白，神是很有创意的神。
Next thing, the youth must also understand that our God is a very creative God.
我们呢，遇到问题呀，应该去突破它，而不是看破了。
And that when we meet up with problems, we shouldn't just give up, but we must overcome them.
我们晓得我们的神呢，真的是很有创意。
If we look at the creations of God, we realize that our God is in it very creative.
他第一次啊，请这个摩西用杖击打磐石出水。
The way he elected Moses to lead his people is how he allowed him to strike the rock and the water came out from the rock.
但是第二次百姓没有水喝的时候。
And the second time when the people do not have water to drink.
神就告诉摩西啊，你用嘴巴吩咐磐石出水。
And God instructed Moses, said, just order the rock to give you water.
这个时候的摩西啊，似乎脑筋转不过来。
And at that time, Moses just couldn't understand how he could do it.
没有那种信心。
Because he didn't have the faith.
我上一次就是用杖打磐石啊。
Last time, you used your staff to strike the rock.
所以他一样的再拿杖打磐石。
Again, so he used his staff and he struck the rock again.
神就责备他了。
And this time, God rebuked him.
你为什么没有在众人面前来尊重我呢？
Why don't you obey me in front of your people?
你看神是不是很有创意呢？
Don't you think that our God is a very creative God?
神做事也不是一成不变的。
And God doesn't do the same thing repetitively.
那主耶稣也是一样。
And the same with our Lord Jesus.
你看主耶稣是医治瞎眼的。
The way he healed the blind.
在这四福音当中你看一看。
You just need to study the four books of Gospels.
有时候一句话出去，那个瞎眼的眼睛就亮了。
And you would just say a word, the blind can see.
有的时候用唾沫，啊，然后喝着吐摸瞎子眼睛。
And sometimes he will use means that nobody could understand. For example, using spit to mix with dust and rub it on the eyes of the blind.
他一瞎子眼睛往往各不一样。
And all his ways are very different.
就显出主耶稣这里也很创意。
So you can see that the way God solves problems are very creative.
当然经验是值得我们去做参考。
And of course we cannot deny experience.
但是呢，这不是绝对可靠。
But experience is not absolute.
重要就是求神给我们这个智慧。
But it's important that we have wisdom from God.
所以我们在侍奉上就会越有创意。
So in that way, when we have God's wisdom, we'll be able to have godly creativity.
有些教会鼓励年轻人说，你们啊，在宣道上面有什么很特别的这个方法？
Sometimes the church wants to encourage the youth by giving them all the ability to be creative as they can.
能够造就人的。
Any ways that could edify people to bring them to the church.
提出来。
Just bring them out.
负责人会审核通过以后支持你们。
And after the board has gone through all your ideas and support you.
年轻人去祷告了。
So the youth will then go ahead and pray.
去求主耶稣给他们智慧。
To ask the Lord Jesus to give them godly wisdom.
所以他们就提出非常有创意的这个宣道的方法。
So then they will come up with the most creative ways to evangelize.
带来美好的果效。
And the result is amazing.
所以在侍奉上可以体会神的这种创意。
So it's only when you serve God that you can feel the wisdom and the creativity of God.
让他们能够体会到神真的是大能的神。
And that you can, the youth will then be able to experience that the awesome power of God.
从侍奉上觉得这个工作真的是多才多姿。
And that so from serving that this youth will be able to realize that life as a Christian is indeed a wonderful one.
另外就是要在鼓励当中啊，使年轻人成长。
And the next thing is also to allow these youth to grow by encouragement.
好像保罗一样。
Just like Apostle Paul.
他你看他的书信呢、啊。常常有很多问候的话。
You see how Apostle Paul wrote in all his letters, with lots of encouragements to the youth.
也常提名那些年轻的同工的名字。
Especially, he will always bring up the names, of the youth.
印尼啊，有一位女执事。
In Indonesia, there's a deaconess.
她就是这样的关心年轻人。
And this is how she, take care of the youth.
啊，教有什么？训练的工作的时候
if there's any work at church
他就会问教会的年轻人你报名了没有
he will, she will always ask the youth have you registered
假如他们没有报名就问他你的困难在哪里
and if the youth did not register then she will go and ask
是父母反对呢还是车会不够呢
what is the problem that the youth is encountering is it that opposition from parents or is it a lack of financial support
这个指示啊就从旁帮助他们。
So this deaconess will always watch out for the youth and help them.
后来这些年轻人长大以后，在教会成为重要的功能。
And all this youth that she has helped and encouraged, they later on hold up very responsible tasks in church.
很怀念呢、啊、这位女执事。
So all this youth, they always have lots of good memory of this deaconess.
所以教会就是要主动的。积极挖掘人才，鼓励人才，来接受训练。
So we all have a role to be more proactive to encourage the youth to work and serve God.
那么我们要如何让这些接棒子啊，能够发挥他们的潜能
？And how do we fully maximize potential of the baton receiver？
我们呢、啊，通常啊，注意到耶稣的讲道，医病赶鬼。
Every time when we read the Bible, we see how our Lord Jesus speaks a sermon and casts out the demons.
但是我们往往忽略了主耶稣非常重视人才的这个培育。
But we often have overlooked how our Lord Jesus emphasized the cultivations of the youth.
其实在传道的三年当中啊，是带着门徒啊在旁边走，一边走一边教育他们。
And he led by example when he was preaching or when he's spreading gospel, he always teach his disciple.
啊，所以教会的传道人啊，教会的这些长老们呢、啊，啊，若是能够好好训练信徒成为领导者
，and if the minister can train his believers to be good leaders and give them responsibility in the church,、
啊、那我想我们就有更多人才啊，一起来建设一个健康的教会。
Then we'll have a very lively and prosperous church.
啊，那要怎么样去培养这些？啊，年轻人让他们发挥他们的潜能呢。
So how do we cultivate these youth and maximize their potential?
当然，我们呢、啊、必须要做一些啊问卷调查。
Of course, the first step we can probably do is do a needs assessment.
了解他们对于圣工的概况。
Do a survey to understand their perspective of this church.
哦，你了解他们到底恩是在哪里？
And to then understand where is their potential.
所以做问卷调查是必要的。
So the first thing we carry out is very important, which is to do a survey of their perception.
然后安排他们在他们做适当的工作。
After when we have done this first step, then we can arrange them to the post that they can take on.
啊，在自然的情况之下呢，来观察他们。
And from a very normal situation, we can observe the work they do.
有一个传道人呢，他忽略了这样的工作。
However, there was a preacher that has ignored this process.
他一接任某一个教会的这个牧养工作。
He took on the pastoral work of the church.
他就看到原来的那个总务负责人呢、啊，做事很认真。
And he realized that the person who was in charge of a general affair of the church was taking his work very seriously.
就把他提名成为教务的负责人。
So then he asked him to be the person who in charge of the religious affair.
这位弟兄有总务的恩赐，但是没有教务的恩赐。
However, this person do not have the gift to do the religious affair, the work of the religious affair.
因为他不知道怎么样来带领教会。
Because he doesn't know how to do to lead the church in that area.
结果那两年当中，这个教会都混乱起来了。
So after when he proposed a change of that brother from the general affair to a religious affair, there was some sort of a chaos in the church.
So when
we are cultivating the members of the church, we must be very observant.
他会不会做计划?
We must ask whether this person is able to plan.
他懂不懂得去平和他的计划。
We must know whether this person is able to balance his plan.
他跟人相处的情形怎么样？
And how is this person's communications skill with the relationship of?
他跟神的关系又是如何呢？
And what is his relationship with the church with God?
这些都是我们要仔细的去观察。
So all this are worthy for us to make a very close observation.
然后呢，再给予他磨练的机会。
And then we'll provide environment that is essential for him to be trained.
我想外面的团体在用人也是这样子。
And I think this is how how the society train their people.
他认为哪一位员工啊有这种潜能啊，就安排他很多机会去接受磨练。
This is the same with any business organization. If they realize a person has potential, they'll definitely fully utilize and train this person.
那么在圣经里头也告诉我们，摩西啊怎么样磨练耶稣呀。
And the Bible tells us how Moses trained Joshua.
他让耶稣亚上山跟他一起领受那个滑板。
He allows Joshua to go up to the mountain to receive the tablet.
他让耶稣亚去跟亚玛利人打仗。
And he allows Joshua to lead the Amalekite. To lead his people to fight against the Amalekite.
他让耶稣啊去看守这个神圣的会幕。
And also he allowed Joshua to take care of the tabernacle.
他也让耶稣啊跟十一个探子啊去探迦南地。
He also allowed him to lead the spies to the land of Canaan.
经过考验以后啊。
It's only after many trainings.
就看出他的那种潜能出来。
Then Moses was able to see the potential that he has.
所以在要提升他担任重要的要职之前呢、啊，已经培好他，这个声望出来。
So before Joshua is able to take on the important post, he already has gone through a lot of training by Moses.
所以大家就肯定他的能力了。
So everybody is very assured of the potential that Joshua has.
我们有一个总会啊，那一个带领者他就是有这样的。眼光。
In a general assembly, I remember there was a leader. He has such a vision.
他平常啊观察这传道人所做的事情。
He always observe the preachers and see how they do things.
所以知道哎，有几个传道人在圣工上有特殊的表现。
And he sees that how some of them do have special gift in church work.
结果在全国传道者这个灵修会的当中
So in an international church retreat for these preachers and ministers
那么就请这几位传道人呢、有上台讲道的机会
And he will allow these ministers to come up to the sermon and speak come up to the pulpit and speak
来见证他们在过去一年来所做的工作
To testify what they have done all the year all
有的虽然年纪轻轻的
Some of them are very young
但是显出他有那一种特殊的这个才能。
And even though they are very young, they have excellent, extraordinary talent.
所以后来啊，这个总会安排这些年轻人担任重要职位的时候
，So when the General Assembly decide that some of this youth minister to take on important tasks in the church，
就能够让其他的同工啊来接受他。
Then everybody will be able to be well assured that this is a good choice.
我们看保罗也是如此。
The same with Apostle Paul.
他要重用这个提多。
And before he's going to let Titus
假如我们看哥林多后书的时候，你就会发现
to take on important work. If we were to read the book of Second Corinthians,
他派提多去处理哥林多教会那一些种种的问题。
He sent Titus to the Church of Corinth to settle a lot of very complex problems.
他也派提多去收集各教会的奉献。
And also he sent Titus to go and get the offering from all these churches.
所以从当中看出这个提多的能力出来。
So among in the process of of going through all this, he's able to see the talents that Titus has.
他要去耶路撒冷开会的时候，特别带提多去参加会议。
So when he's going to Jerusalem for a meeting, he brought Titus with him.
最后呢，他派提多到一个格里底的地方来按地长。
And finally, he brought Titus to a place called Galilee and ordained him as an elder.
所以我们从圣经里头可以看出这些。这个使徒们呢、留下的好榜样。
So we can see that from the Bible, there are many incidents that these disciples set up very good example in the area of cultivating the youth.
接着就是说，资深的领导者亲自来带领这些值得培养的人才。
And next is for those leader who are full of experience to lead the younger one.
可以让他减少一些摸索的这个时间。
And when they pass on the experience to the future leaders, they can help them eliminate many unnecessary mistakes.
我们看主耶稣他就是采取这样的方式。
And this is how our Lord Jesus do this.
带着十个门徒边走边训练。
This is how he taught his disciple. He led them by his everyday work and examples.
最后差遣他们去传道，去医病赶鬼。
So he sent them to cast out demons and to spread the gospels.
那么这个接棒者当然要自我训练。
Of course, the person who is receiving the baton, he also must be willing to go through self-training.
要学习跟别人同工同心。
He must be able to learn to work with others.
那么在调整新的这个工作的时候呢，他能够知道说这个就是学习的机会。
And whenever he's making an adjustment to reassign duty, he must understand that he is this is the new environment that's worthy for him to learn.
那么自己呢也会发现自己的不足，能够参加讲习会请教同工。
The person involved to be trained must also realize that he needs to be trained and go through seminars or learning from other people to enrich himself.
那自己祷告求神来带领他。
Like also praying to God to ask God to help him.
那么这个训练的工作呢，传道者也要负起很重要的责任。
And in the process of training, the preacher must also take on a very important role.
所以传道者应该是要重视训练跟宣道的工作。
The preachers must understand the importance of evangelism and training.
当然了，也要协助长老来做牧养的工作。
He also has to help the elders in pastoral work as well.
好，那我们说教会的训练大概有三种方法。
So in the church, there are also three kinds of training.
一个叫普遍的训练。
First is the general training.
一个叫做在职训练。
On the job training.
另外一个叫职权训练。
Is training, the third one is training before and after.
那么普遍训练的这个原则呢？
Let's look at the principle, the general principle of
training. 现在在各国在推展一种神学的延伸教育。
In every part of the world, we are promoting the continuation of theology.
那么有几种课程呢？可以让他们让这些长子或侍奉者得到成长的机会。
And there are a few classes that allows the minister the elders to continue their study.
那下面我们看大概有四种的课程。
There are about four different kinds of classes.
第一个就是这个家庭的成长课程。
The first is the area of counseling.
我们要去辅导一个家庭。
In order to help a family grow.
当然是用圣经做基础。
Of course, in the marital counseling, we must use the Bible as the basis of our
新旧约呢，这是最基本的
counseling
圣经的这个知识。
So the first, the New and Old Testament provide you with the basic knowledge.
那比如说一二三书呢，在讲到人怎么样跟神 来领教。
For example, in John 1st, 2nd, 3rd books tells us how we can have a spiritual communion with God.
那另外有一些实务的课程，比如说辅导学、婚姻的成长、教牧的实习、解结果。
And also there are many practical pastoral work, like how to counsel the youth and also the marriage couple.
好，那第二个呢是教牧的辅导。
The next is the curriculum for pastoral and counseling work.
啊，当然也有一些圣经的课程，一些实务的课程。
There are area that touch on the Bible topics.
比如说四福音书、教牧书信，这圣经课程。
For example, the four books of the Gospels and also the Epistle of Paul.
好，那其他像教牧学、讲道学呢？这就是教牧的课程了。
And like the hermeneutic, there are also the work of the pastoral and counseling work.
好，那这宣道的课程。
The next is a curriculum for evangelism.
比如圣经部分呢，就是《使徒行传》呐，建议书信等等。
Within the curriculum, the books that touch on are the books of Acts and the prison epistles.
像这教义比较。
The comparison of doctrines.
那么还有其他的实务课程。
And also the method of evangelism.
好，那再就仆人的造就。
The last curriculum in edification of the servant.
啊，那这个就是我们刚才说仆人呢，就是领导者。
Just now we talk about of servants. These servants are the leaders of the church.
啊，比如说这里的一些哥罗前后书啊，是保罗侍奉的一种经验谈。
And the curriculum will consist of the first and second Corinthians.
这些圣经课程对一个领导者相当的有帮助。
And all these biblical topics are very important for the leaders.
那后面有一些这个实务的课程。
And the rest of the topics consists of.
假如我们有系统的这样训练的话呢，大概在10年、15年。可以学很多。
So if we have a very systematic way of training our youth in a span of 10-15 years, we can do a lot.
好，那这个在职的这个训练。
For intensive continuing education for our ministers.
有时候就要求这些圣职人员自己要懂得来进修。
And we need these people who are working to know how to take on their own self-studies.
那当然有时候要举办密集的训练。
Of course, it's also important that our church hold intensive classes.
比如说每半年大概花3天的时间可能就可以完成一个课程了。
Like every half a year, we can have an intensive class, then we can cover quite many topics.
对一般在上班的弟兄姐妹来讲这个就比较容易了。
And as this is also conducive for those people who are already working.
一年训练6天应该算是能够接受的一个程度。
And if we have 6 days of training annually, it's probably be able to be accepted by most working youth.
当然我们也有一些职前的训练。
Of course, we also need to have a pre-ordination training.
不过我们现在一般的职业训练都非常的短。
But all this pre-ordination training is very short.
假如说平常已经做过训练，当然就可以缩短之前的训练。
Of course, if these people has already gone through a lot of training, then this pre-ordination training can be very intensive and short.
这些长老职前训练的课程跟执事训练、职业训练的课程这是做一个参考。
And it's just for reference for the deacons or elders pre-ordination training.
好，那这个交棒跟接棒。是非常重要。
And transferring the baton and receiving the baton is a very important process.
我们处在这一个科技发展的时代。
Because we are all living in a technological society.
所以我们真的需要更多的圣工人才。
Therefore, all the more we need people who are gifted in work.
我们发现教会人才是相当多。
And if we look at all our members, there are many, many of us who are very well gifted.
所以不要让这些人才闲置在旁边。
And we shouldn't just lay waste with all this manpower.
我们也不能够等着说，大家一起，大家来做工。不是等着人人才来。
We shouldn't just sit around and wait for these people to show up.
我们是要主动去发掘人才。
We must be more proactive to go realize the talent.
啊，所以我们呢，应该要好好的珍惜教会的这些年轻人。
So as leaders of our church, we must all the more make use of our youth.
给他机会来历练，来指点他们。
Give them the opportunity to take on tasks and train.
我们呢，这个工圣工呢，才能够一代一代的传下去。
Then only our church work can pass on generation after another.
啊，所以教会要做好领导与这个与传承。
So the church is very important for church to do this, take on this role of leadership and succession.
所以我们要去思想这个问题，到底我们教会有做了这样的准备吗？
So we must all think and ponder whether the church is ready for the next leadership and succession.
假如说我们能够做好这样的准备，我们相信教会的发展呢，可以按照神的应许大大发展。
And if we realize this, then our church will surely prosper according to the will of God.